Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. The Museum of Toxic Masculinity. This is my column for the New Conservative of the 13th of October 2022. I was recently in Zagreb, the capital of Croatia, with my wife. My idea of a break is sitting in a street bar, drinking beer, but my wife likes to do things. She discovered that one of Zagreb's most famous sons was Nikola Tesla, and that there was a museum in his honour. She thought it might be fun to go and look at some of those nice cars funded by Jeff Bezos. When I pointed out that it was in fact Elon Muskrat who'd funded them, and that the real Mr. Tesla had nothing to do with them, she gave me one of those looks. And so we found ourselves at the Tesla Museum. Without a trigger warning in sight, this was a veritable festival of male toxicity, and boy, did I have some mansplaining to do. The first room was a display of vintage firefighting equipment, little more than buckets, sand and hand pumps, before progressing to a fine display of big red shiny fire engines from early in the last century. All very well, you may think, but there was not a firewoman in sight. It was an all-male display, photographs of swarthy firemen brandishing hoses and rescuing damsels from burning buildings. Frankly, it was a disgrace. There was no mention of the fact that women can be firemen too, and no apparent provision on the fire engines for menstrual products for trans women. The next room was where things really got going. This was a display of engines running from water mills through steam engines to the internal combustion engine. Mrs. Watson wanted to know how all these things worked, and since all the captions were in Croatian, it fell to me to enlighten her. I just made some stuff up, she never noticed, bless her. Thus I had to explain how water gave off steam when boiled, that pushed a piston which did all the work. She zoned out a bit at my explanation of how linear motion was converted to circular motion, otherwise trains would just go puff puff and not move. But she perked up a bit when she asked me what the thing with the two balls was on it. Well, I told her it clearly wasn't Prince Harry, but it was a regulator without which the engine would just go faster and faster and explode. Angular momentum was beyond her, and I didn't even bother pointing out the flywheel. Then we came to the internal combustion engine, with a fine cutaway model showing the valves and the pistons. I explained that this was a four-stroke engine as opposed to a two-stroke engine, and that it worked by fuel and air being drawn in by the downstroke of the piston, lowering the pressure in the cylinder followed by compression to make this more volatile, then ignition, and then by virtue of the valves, the expulsion of the exhaust fumes out of the cylinder. It was all a bit too much for her, so I used the old schoolboy explanation from O-level mechanics of suck, squeeze, bang and blow. I still don't think it went in, and I didn't even bother with the two-stroke engine. Actually, I've never understood them myself, let alone why they exist. The rest of the displays were of military aircraft, military vehicles, spacecraft and a submarine, and you guessed it right. Not a single caption to explain that women can be pilots or astronauts, drive tanks and serve on submarines. Finally, there was a demonstration of Nikola Tesla's genius with all things electrical and magnetic. Seems he was a clever chap, but missed the boat with his light bulb, where Edison's models, despite his use of direct as opposed to alternating current, proved more popular and swept the market. It also appeared that Tesla invented X-rays a year too early. Roentgen beat him to it a year later, and was credited with their discovery. All very well, you may think, but in addition to the abject display of male toxicity, there was no mention of how people had been colonised in the process or how this was all the result of slavery. As Tesla's statue is very prominent in Zagreb and streets and squares are still named after him, there's clearly been no attempt to topple him or have him cancelled, just another case of white privilege, I presume. I left the museum quite traumatised, and much of the rest of the week in Croatia followed a similar pattern. It's shocking, in addition to all of the above, to be in a country which does not apologise for its existence, where the national flag flies from virtually every building and, I hope you're sitting down, one which has absolutely no COVID-related restrictions and which dropped them well before even the UK did. I was relieved to step off the plane at Heathrow, back in a land where progressive values prevail, where we have a truly conservative government in office, and where men are, rightly, ashamed to walk the streets.
This podcast was produced in association with youthpublicationslimited.com.